I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. The new answer to the Fermi paradox: aliens haven't contacted Earth because there is no sign of intelligent life. If it were me, I would say it's because we are angry apes with nukes, and that makes us probably less safe to be around. Why would they want to come here and meet us? But that's just my take on things. Back to this paper. A new paper suggests that aliens haven't gotten in touch with us because they may think Earth is boring. Omri Wandel, an astrophysicist at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, has published a study at a scientific database that suggests intelligent extraterrestrials might not find planets that host life particularly interesting. He surmises that if life has evolved on many planets in the galaxy, then aliens are probably more interested in the ones where there are signs of not just biology, but technology. Exploring the Fermi paradox, Dr. Wandel based his paper on his exploration and ponderings about the Fermi paradox. The paradox refers to the contrast that there is a high probability that extraterrestrial intelligence exists on the one hand, and the fact that we have no evidence for such aliens on the other hand. The Fermi paradox was devised by the Italian-American physicist Enrico Fermi, according to the Planetary Society. It is said that he came up with that idea in a throwaway remark over lunch with colleagues back in the 1950s when asked, "Where is everybody?" This paradox was described by the late British science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke, who said, quote, "Two possibilities exist. Either we are alone in the universe or we are not. Both are equally terrifying," unquote. Wandel's study explores the Fermi paradox, which holds that given the age of the universe, it's likely that intelligent aliens would have developed long-distance space travel by now, and thus it's likely that they would have visited Earth by now. The fact that they haven't, as far as we know, may be evidence that there's no intelligent life in the Milky Way. Where are the missing aliens? In our search for extraterrestrial life, the space shuttle Atlantis lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center on October 18, 1989. It was carrying the Galileo in its cargo bay. Arrayed with scientific instruments, Galileo's ultimate destination was Jupiter, where it would spend years in orbit collecting data and taking photos. In the course of its journey, Galileo orbited Earth two times. Astronomer Carl Sagan, a member of the Galileo's science team, called the maneuver the first flyby of our planet in its history. It also allowed him to contemplate what a spacecraft might find when looking at a far-off planet for signs of intelligent life. Experts have offered several explanations for the missing aliens. Perhaps they visited Earth in the past before humans evolved, or were capable of recording the visit. Or it could be that long-distance space travel is more difficult than we realize. Perhaps aliens evolved advanced civilization too recently to make it to Earth. They just haven't gotten around to us yet. Or they deliberately decided not to explore the cosmos, staying home and surfing the virtual web and virtual reality or something instead that's more fun. It's even possible that they've killed themselves off. And it isn't like life on Earth is not noticeable either. Lights ablaze and heat islands glow in paved over urban areas. Atmospheric gases ebb and flow, as evidenced in our Earth, with rising concentrations of carbon dioxide and methane and in clouds of floating industrial byproducts in the atmosphere. There are also radiation leaks, and all the while billions of gadgets and antenna cast off buzzing planetary swarms of electromagnetic transmissions, which we've been doing since the late 1930s. In theory, these signals have now washed over about 15,000 stars and their orbiting planets, but that is still a tiny fraction of the up to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way. Wandel writes, "It takes time for any return message from aliens to travel back, so only stars within 50 light-years have had time to respond since Earth started broadcasting off-planet." Wandel found that unless intelligent civilizations are very abundant, it's likely that Earth's signals haven't reached another form of intelligent life yet. So yes, life could be abundant in the cosmos, but intelligent life might be hard to find, might not be nearby. And in a sense, that may be a good thing. I wrote an article once called The Worst Case SETI Scenario, which is that we look through a telescope and find another Earth-like planet nearby and go, ah, Earth too, we could go there someday and colonize it. And on the other end of that telescope, someone intelligent looks back and sees Earth and goes, ah, Proxima B too, we could go there and colonize that world someday. And so once again, a familiar story of colonialists and Cortez, beads and blankets starts to emerge as we find someone in the cosmos to fight with about religion and politics and who owns the land. So that might be the worst case of all, to find someone like ourselves nearby that could actually get here one day. That might not be so good. Another super state to fight with about the land and so on. The true religion. And who wants to colonize us, or we might want to colonize them, and that sort of thing. Not necessarily a good thing. As far as the Fermi paradox goes, we really are still very ignorant about what's going on. We have no clue as to what's going on in the nearest solar system to our own. There have been reports of UAP or UFOs for decades, if not centuries, and we still haven't gotten very good close-up photos of them. And so you could have an aircraft carrier-sized object flying through the skies and not necessarily anyone even noticing. You know, we have no idea of what's going on in our own atmosphere. If there were weird footprints and a debris field on the moon or Mars or some moon of Jupiter or Saturn, we probably wouldn't have noticed yet. You know, we really have no idea of what's going on fully in our own atmosphere and the moon and Mars and other nearby planetary bodies. So, of course, we're very clueless about what's going on in the universe. So with the Fermi paradox, the idea that we've scanned the skies and we've seen nothing, well, we really have not much technology to work with to do the scanning. SETI is actually in a very primitive early state, where you just point an antenna at one single star for a half an hour, listening on a handful of frequencies, and then point the antenna at another star. So in about a trillion years, going at that speed, we'll actually have done a decent survey. But there is some decent technology in the works for all sky surveys, and there is the Galileo project that hopes to take photos of any weird thing going on in the atmosphere. So, and along with the James Webb Telescope and its ability to see the atmospheres of a few extrasolar planets, maybe in a few years we'll have something to talk about besides our ignorance and lack of awareness of what's really going on in the cosmos. And we're at present just left to speculate, philosophize, and fantasize without any data. Maybe in a few years we'll have some data to work with and start to figure out what's really going on in the cosmos. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.